Well, it's very calm right now because I'm in the eye of the storm. Property. Man, these pine trees have devastated. Devastated stuff. I actually caught on film while it was happening that tree fracture. It splintered in a huge piece. Fell, yeah, pieces. I've already been cleaning up tree limbs. Broke all kinds of stuff. Right there. It went right through and into the RV. Straight into the closet. 7 feet from where Danny was laying. Yeah, there it is right there. The greenhouse hadn't even been touched. With that tree right there. But we still have another windy part coming. Across the street, you can see more trees in the distance. A lot of trees, a lot of power lines down. This is Willis, Texas. I'm going to take you in the RV and show you. It's crazy. It's crazy. This is my second generator. This is my backup generator. You can hear the other one in the background. This is just in case. I got my real heavy gauge cable wire right there. It's all just in case. But yeah, you can tell. You can see, guys. You can see what all this did. Man, that thing wrecked shop. Let's go in the RV real quick and I'll show you what a tree can do real fast. Let's go in here. Alright, it's dark. I really don't think I'm gonna have lighting. Yeah, I got a backup generator. I forgot I got a generator in here too. Alright. So, here's the back bedroom to the RV. The old TV. You know, RV's got small showers, small sinks. Look at that monster. I already put the sealant all in there. You know, it blows up. But look at that behemoth. Came through and went all the way into the floor. Now, this is an easy fix. I got buckets catching water off of this. That branch could have killed somebody. Danny was right here on the bed, 7 feet away, less than 7 feet away, when that came right through the roof. That would have impaled him, could have impaled him. There it is. At the very end of the RV. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So let me show you the video footage. I was actually filming. When this happened. Yeah. The wind's kicking up again, so we may have a problem here. It's real quiet here. The dogs are all hiding. This is Willis, Texas, and it's really calm right now. But it's about to get crunk up again. Right? When we hit the south end of that, once the south part of the eye of the storm passes over us, it's going to get tumultuous again. I'll probably film some more. But I'm going to show you the piece of film. I just happened to be filming when this tree right here splintered. So that big thwack you guys heard was that tree splintering. It caught my attention. And then I looked over there and just in time to see that like a spear. It just fell from the sky like a spear, went right through the roof, penetrated the ceiling, penetrated the floor. Yeah, we're gonna have to cut it out, but my Jeep's a 4x4 and I got a huge winch. I got a 9,000-pound winch on it. I can actually pull the Jeep by using the winch. And I helped two people today in a small sedan, ditch drivers, happens every year. I normally help people in the van, but yeah, we got a truck stop at the end. People try to get to it for emergency supplies, and I don't know why they always, they're last minute. But this is what's going on in my life right now. Just neighbors are helping each other out. Dawn's about 47, 48 minutes to the south of me. She told me a large oak tree took out a whole section of her backyard fence. So they're having some issues up there. I'm going to go check on her. There's no power anywhere in her area. There's no power in my area, in this ground. Virginia Beach is going to probably have to get postponed. And I already have the Archaic team in Mississippi. The Archaic band, the Archaic team, they're already there, and they're on their way to Virginia Beach, and I'm going to have to tell them to come around. No one's going to leave their property in this state. Big John, he's going to have to come back and tend to his property as well. This front door. So, anyway, that's what's going on, guys. I wasn't expecting the far north village, but I was not expecting these gusts of winds. Yeah, I was out in it for a while.
Well,
and my Jeep is small. It's not like the van. The van catches the wind on the side, and I can feel it. I didn't think that would happen to the Jeep, but I almost got blew off the road multiple times this morning. It's no big deal. We'll still have the meetup, but there's just no way we're going to make it. I don't even know if the airports will be open.